So, you know, there is some nifty theory which you can use to prove that this is reasonable, because you can show that when you calculate such a recursion relation, the numbers you get out of a recursion relation essentially form a set of numbers which has a period, which is m, and the reason why A has to be chosen, A and M have to be chosen very carefully, you want to choose A, which is this thing you multiply, so that the resultant sequence does have period of M. Namely that, because it could have a smaller period. If I made the very unwise choice of A equals naught, then I'd always get the same answer C, because it's A times X of the N plus C. So some choices of A give you sequences which have a very short period, which is, in that case, one number. You get always get the same number, but in general, you can show that the period of those numbers is something less than M, and the key choice of this magic number A is one that gives you a period of size M, which is the maximal period. Then you can show that what happens as you iterate this random number generator, you march through the numbers 0 to m minus 1 in a way that, as I say, is hopefully essentially random. And Paul Coddington's article, which I will give you, describes various techniques for checking that the numbers are random enough. I think I used to tell that in the past, people have actually, in some sense, wasted several years of computer time because they had a bad random number generator. There's a well-known example where somebody spent a long time calculating a statistical physics quantity, and that nobody could reproduce that calculation. And the reason is believed to be that they chose a bad random number generator. They were calculating a number extremely accurately, so they wanted a random number generator that was to a high accuracy truly random. And it is believed that they chose a random number generator that had a very subtle correlation in it, and that destroyed the value of their computation. For most applications of random numbers, you're not trying to calculate things terribly accurately, and so this is not too serious. Notice that random numbers, in one sense, are highly non-random, and that all used random number generators are deterministic. If you fix the starting point x0, then it will always give the same x1 and the same x2 and so on. And indeed, for most applications, that will be viewed as extremely important, because it is extremely frustrating to have a program which is using a random number and it aborts after 45 minutes and you wish to debug it. Well, if you can't reproduce the random number sequence that it used, then you find it very hard to reproduce the error. So there's high value in being able to reproduce a result. And again, we used to have some early problems in that area with our parallel random number generator, which was producing perfectly legal but non-reproducible random numbers. I mean, they were random but not reproducible. Not deterministic in this sense. So I don't know what the experts do. When I use random numbers a lot, I always used to set the first random number to be the time of day, which I ingeniously converted to an integer between 0 and 1 by suitably dividing, normalizing it. And then that gave me an initial starting point, which I then saved so I could restart the program. But the reason why this time of day is useful, if you take it to at least seconds accuracy, that is essentially a random number, because you're unlikely to start at exactly the same time of day each time. So this allows your run to be effectively independent of previous runs and have a reproducible initial point. So there's probably cleverer ways of doing that.